When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are, because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How in the hell / heck are you?
Nice self-editing there.
It was weird. Didn't even plan for that.
Just like that. I'm great. I am great. How are you?
You know, I am doing fabulous.
Yeah.
I just want to share one quick thing, because I know this isn't what we're going to talk about. But I just wanted to say that I have actually done my first wedding officiating.
Oh, that's so exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. And also thank you for your help.
Oh, of course.
Your help was amazing.
Of course.
So it was awesome. It was in Little Rock. It was Suzanne's cousin, Chad, and his now husband, Myron. So of course, naturally, my first one's a gay one. However, my next one, I have another one on deck.
Uh-huh.
And this is awesome. My high school boyfriend, John, his son.
Oh.
Colin, who I love.
Aww.
I mean, I love the whole damn family.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
I
Jenny, Deanne, Mark, John, like the whole group, their kids, all of it. I love that family so much. But anyway, I'll be officiating Colin and Laura Beth's wedding as well. So aww. I'm very excited. I love this work, by the way.
It's such an honor, right? It's such an honor. I'm doing one on Saturday too.
You are?
I am. Yes.
In Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati. Yes.
Oh, some pics.
It'll be so sweet.
Do you have like the gown and stuff? Like, do you? Because I do. I have the whole getup. Because
yeah.
I like a good costume.
Well, I'm a reverend. Hello.
Well, I am from the whatever church online. So, and they have a whole store of the getups. So
but
I had.
I always ask the couple. It's up to the couple. What would you like me to wear?
Oh.
So I always ask.
What if they said nothing?
I would decline that opportunity.
Same, by the way. Nobody needs to see me naked.
For you to my elf.
Who is insane. And she owns a cemetery. I love it. It is an honor. Like, I was so, like, serious about it. Like, I really wanted it to be amazing for them that they would remember as well as their guest, you know. Yeah. And I'm doing the same with Colin and Laura Beth. So. It is exciting. It is an honor.
Yeah, it's a really fun time. It is. I take it seriously too because it's fun. It's like, okay, I'm committed to your journey together. Like, I'm committed. So I take them through the Colby and the Enneagram, and we talk about, you know, how they're going to navigate and, you know, find support in each other and their differences, and just, you know.
Okay, well, you might be stealing my future gigs by saying shit like that because I do not do that to my people. I have a very different conversation. It's not a competition, but it felt like one.
No,
yours is way deeper. Like, you're Miss Enneagram. I'm like a goofy fucking elf.
Yeah, but you have costumes.
I have costumes. And a little bit of a sense of humor when I do it.
Always, right? It's got to be playful. Otherwise,
yeah.
You know.
Otherwise, what's the point? Okay, enough about that. I just want to share it because it's exciting. I love this
one.
I do love it.
Yeah, your first one you'll never forget. Of course, mine was Barbie and Jean.
Oh my God. Okay, that's an offline convo. We'll continue this later.
Insiders inside, here we go.
Right. Okay, so we have people and they're asking us stuff. And they're asking us about meditation. We love our people and their stuff.
We love them.
But, you know, I think some folks are struggling or want more kind of tips and hints and tricks on meditation because I think they know that it's powerful.
They do. They do. And I think people want, you know, to have their experiences, but they want to get it right, or they don't know if this counts. Like, there's a lot of, are you sure this is worth it? Because if I just do this, that doesn't seem like much. And I think this is a really important conversation to have, to remind people that you naturally go in and out of this kind of sacred space where you're connected to something larger than yourself throughout the day. Like, yes, we can give you techniques. We can give you steps, but this is actually reconnecting that with something that's actually a very natural state. So I think that's an important thing to remember.
So in that way, you agree,
right? You can't get it wrong. Like, just give yourself that sacred space and you'll fall into it. So,
and let's be honest, there's history that goes back to the beginning of mankind where they did things that were, they didn't call it meditation, it's what they did. You know, when you have like the monks in the Himalayas, that's what they did. Like,
they
so it's
still,
not
they
new.
Still do. They still
and
do.
They still do, no doubt. Obviously, they still do. But it's like, this is not like a new, this isn't a new age thing, folks. This is an old age thing.
Yes, it's part of our nature, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The yogis would say it's your pashu. It is the essence of who you are.
And then I would say, bless you, if you said pashu to me one more time.
Nice.
I may be the wrong co-host for this episode, but I'm here.
It's still very relevant, my dear. So, all right. So first thing, let's just talk about how to start. Like, people want to know how to start meditating. And, you know, I can tell stories again about how I started meditating, which was a freak out for me, but because I was like, why would anyone do this? This is crazy. Because I closed my eyes and all this shit happened. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. Why is this different from any other time I closed my eyes? Right? I just felt like I didn't know. I was cliff diving, like off of Acapulco cliffs. I was running in front of a train. I was like doing all kinds
of
like I was Superman or something. Like, it was nuts. Like, it was just crazy. And like, why did people say that this is relaxing? I was like exhausted. Yeah. So
I didn't know about the cliff jumping. That's actually really interesting.
Yeah, that was the first time. And then I called my brother who said I should meditate. And he's like, I told you not to lay down. I'm like, you said no such thing.
You told me not to lay down.
Yeah. But this is why I told you not to lay down. but still, I wondered, I close my eyes every night when I lay down. Why was it different? And why it's different, this is why I'm telling the story, is why it's different is because there's a signal to every cell in your being And there's a signal that goes out to the other side, including your loved ones, including your guides that you're assigned, including the sacred deities that you've worked with, your angels, everybody. There's a signal that goes out. Hey, he or she is finally getting quiet. Let's go in.
We got her.
Right?
We got her trapped.
Yeah, like this is our big opportunity, right? And that's kind of what happened. And so it is different. And so this is what I would suggest. And this is how I started. I literally started with a digital clock in my lap. Now, today we can use our phone or our watches to set a timer, but just give yourself 2 minutes to start. If this is the first time or you've had many false starts, you're like, it's not working. Give yourself 2 minutes. And all you're going to do is give yourself 10 breaths. Inhale, like to the count of four. Hold for four.
Why do I always do what you say when we're recording? Like, I was doing it. When you always do anything instructional, I'm like, okay, wait a second. You're going too fast. Okay, sorry. But I'm doing it. Go ahead.
So you're going to inhale for four. Hold for four. And exhale for six.
Okay, wait, I can't make six.
You can make six.
More like three.
And remember, you want to exhale longer than the inhale. So inhale for four, hold for four or three, depending on your capacity, and exhale for six, seven, up to eight, like twice as long as the inhale. And you can count faster, right? And you can do it to your own pulsation, your own count. You can set a metronome on your phone, do whatever you want to do. But make it accessible. So it's a little bit challenging, but it's not going to freak out your nervous system because that defeats the purpose. We want your nervous system calm, everything to be peaceful. So if you can do 7 to 10 breaths like that in 2 minutes, and then you'll have probably 30 seconds left to just be still and expansive in that space. And when your timer goes off, you can ask yourself, would I like to sit in this sacred space for another minute? And sometimes the answer will be yes, and sometimes it'll be like, I don't have time for that. Then fine, and let it go. And then come back the next day and do the same thing until it's like, yes, and now I want to wait for another minute. Now I want to sit in this space for another 2 minutes, another 3 days, whatever it is. So
you joke about 3 days, but I know you've done that.
Oh my God, it's my favorite. But here nor there. Like it can be that simple. Never underestimate a solid 3-minute practice as a starting place for your meditation practice. And a starting place, you may do this for 10 months. You may do it for 10 years. What a beautiful practice. And it will shift your life. I promise you. It sounds like such a small thing, but if you can set the intention that I'm connecting with the larger aspects of my life, the unseen aspects, and I invite in all my support and then start your practice. Inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for six, seven, eight. And then rest for, just a brief second, inhale for four, do that. It's such a beautiful foundation, super easy. And we can all, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to sit in a darkened room with a candle or a singing bowl, and you can. That's a fabulous way to practice. You can also do it when you get to work and you sit in your car for an extra 3 minutes. By yourself. It may be the last time you get to be by yourself throughout the day. Like that's right.
When I first started, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I was also at the office so much that I closed my door.
Yeah.
Because there's things I wanted to know.
Yeah. And you need to drop in, right?
And I need to drop in. It's like, yeah. I have something that needs to be solved. And in the state I'm in, I cannot solve it.
Yeah.
And I think that was what was the
compelling.
Yes. Very compelling reason. Is I cannot solve this in the state I'm in. But when I'm calm, right? When I'm in that place, I can solve damn near anything.
And look, there are so many people who are like, you have to meditate first thing in the morning. Well, first of all, when anyone tells us we have to do anything, that's a hard pass, right?
Right.
So we're going to talk more about starting when we come back from this break.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, y'all, welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, crap. You're using my crap against me. Thank you very much. Yeah, okay. I'm proud. I will make you a medal when I get my whole setup again.
Yeah, I expect one.
My medal-making setup. I will totally make you. I will. Okay, we're back for the startup.
So anyhow, I just want to talk about, you know, that startup be easy. Don't make it to be hard. And the other thing I want to say about starting up is that you don't have to sit still. Like some people, if they have to sit still, it's never going to happen. Some people are in the bath. I know you're a good.
Oh, little, I love that.
Right. Little water baby. Yep. Or swimming, because you're taking big, huge, deep breaths when you're swimming. Like that's a great meditation. Like there's a walking meditation is great. Movement, cooking meditation. Like, it's a difference between I have to make dinner in the next 30 minutes or, you know, whatever, versus I'm making this a sacred blessing the food, blessing the people who brought you the food, who grew the food, who prepared, right? Like that can be a meditation too. It doesn't mean every time you cook, it's a meditation, right? But give yourself permission to drop in and be spacious and call in the help you need. Like this, these are ways to connect with your unseen support, with the spacious and greater part of you as you move through life. Like don't force yourself to be a sitting meditation. It's not required. It's not necessary.
Yes. Well, and the funny thing is, because we started out and you said, how was that? And I, you know, had my first wedding officiating. I came across this really great poem about being present. Mm. And I think that what you gain from being present, you know, because you miss so much if you're not, right? Like if you're always thinking about the next thing or tomorrow, whatever it may be. And I think meditation is the single thing I can point to that put me in the present more than I ever had in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I hardly miss a thing.
Yeah. Well, and again, they would say, like, if you do a solid 15-minute meditation, you have... Hello, Suki.
I know. Suki's very busy. I'm sorry, everybody, but Suki's very busy. She was just on her back wallowing, you know, like that wiggly and biting the pillows and all that. So anyway, she's up.
She's up.
She's going to meditate in a minute.
You know, within a solid 15-minute meditation, if you have 30 seconds or 2 minutes of that deep, deep theta brain space, that shifts the entire brain chemistry and it cleans out the synapses, which is what allows you to be present, fully present throughout your entire day. So if you do 30 years of that kind of practice, your brain shape and chemistry and power is actually shifted.
Okay. If we have any scientists out there, I would like for somebody to do a study.
Oh, there's been tons of studies on this.
Well, but I'm talking specifically because, you know, I'm very active with the New Mexico Alzheimer's Association. And I'm really curious about if that type of practice can actually, I know it helps in a lot of ways, right? But I'm wondering if it physically helps in terms of the proteins that build up and that turn into plaque on your brain, if this is something that can help that. So let's just say it does right now.
They've done a lot of meditation studies.
Okay. This. I need to read that because that's really fascinating. Yeah. I need to share that with those guys, but I'm sorry. I got distracted.
No. But this is, again, it's a great place. And of course, one of the other questions that we got asked about meditation is how does this connect with spirit guides? Right. Because it's everybody's favorite topic.
It is. Listen, mine saved my life. So clearly,
yeah,
it's my favorite topic.
It's a really good one.
And it is the, like, once you can connect, and that's another thing, changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, changed my life. I have a life because of him, but changed it after that. Yeah. For real. And, but it is, and it should be people's favorite topic. And, you know, if there's one thing that, if I ever did a graduation speech, you know, and because you know how I always do, like, you know, make sure you brush your teeth or you do, you know, that stupid shit they tell you about. I would be like, you need to.
Please brush your teeth, people.
I know, whatever that is, stupid shit. Like, if you've read those things, like, if I could be young again, I would, whatever. I would say to them, like, my older self to my younger self, mm-hmm. get to know.
Yeah.
One is get to know your guides, and two is to meditate.
Yeah. And meditation will lead you to your guides.
Yes. Right?
So, and I'm telling you, right? So just shameless plug, I'm teaching spirit guides in June, the week of June 5th at Esalen. And we start on Saturday, the 23rd of September for the online class in the fall. So if you want to join spirit guide class, please come do that and we will meditate.
I encourage everybody to do it.
And it's literally raising the frequency you have to connecting with your guides, right? So I'm guiding you to, you know, visualize, invite, focus on these aspects so that your guides can find you more easily. They're always there. But when you can raise your frequency specifically to match that of your guides, which I'm helping them download and, you know, lower their frequency so they know where we're going and your essence can lift your frequency. So there's a connection. But so there's a correlation, an exact correlation of how often you meditate, how sincerely you're able to shift your own frequency that brings the focus and accessibility and tangible experience of your guides. So
can I add to that?
Yeah,
go ahead. Recently, mm-hmm. ever since we moved, I've had a hard time with the practice that I used to have, right? Because we're in a rental. I mean, it kind of looks like a shithole. If you guys could see it, it's just like stuff stacked up in the room I'm in. And,
well, yeah, I mean, like you're living in a storage space, right?
Kind of. Suzanne says it's like living in the bottom of her handbag, which I think is a genius description. Seriously. She's like, it's like living in the bottom of her handbag.
Yep.
which is, by the way, more organized than mine, but that's a whole nother conversation. But I really struggled, like, and I have been struggling. So I like when I go to swim, or sometimes when I walk Sookie, it depends. So I have to get out of the house to have that moment. But I will tell you what's really interesting is the reason that I brought this up is that Jacob, who is my main squeeze guide, and he's not offended by being called a main squeeze, as everybody knows. He's very handsome. But he was like tapping, like, hey, like literally just saying, hey, to it, for me to acknowledge. And, and he did it in the car. And of course I'm like, why don't you sit in the front seat? So, but it's like, once you have that relationship, they can also remind you, right? If you're open and you have that connection, that vibration connection and all of that, and which luckily I was able to sustain, even though I wasn't doing the practice that I had been doing before.
Right. Right. Because you established the relationship.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. It's super important. And like one of my favorite quotes coming out of the last Spirit Guide class I did at Esalen was a woman who said, I never have to feel lonely again. Because not only do I have my guides, they're my cheerleaders. They have my back. And she went from not really sure about her gifts and like just offering things small to speaking professionally at a conference.
I like love that.
Within 2 months. Within 2 months, she's like, oh, I'm like, you're giving a presentation at this conference? She's like, yeah. I'm like, that's amazing. And it was, that a professional conference. It wasn't like, I'm going to teach at meditation at this conference. It's like, no, I am speaking as with authority on this subject. And it was, I was like, yeah, she's like, yeah, because of my, because I have my dream team now. I'm ready to go, which is really
exactly
cool.
Right.
Yeah. You just have more confidence. Like, okay, that's real.
Well, and I think that for me, what happened was the confidence was, because there is a knowing that you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is so incredible. Like, I remember I meditated a lot because I had to when I worked at Fox.
Yeah.
And I could literally shut my door and be like, leave me alone, everybody. Humans, leave me alone. And when I was in that space, I really, like, I was on fire because I understood.
Yeah.
You know, like I understood myself and what were my surroundings.
Well, and I feel like because you're so creative, you needed like just to feel that with sacred energy and guidance. And that combination just made you like a laser on the work.
The charts.
Yeah. It was like
the boom. Charts.
Just download, mm-hmm. And it came in with clarity and power, and you actually had more time, not less time. Right?
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's the thing. People don't understand that it's like, wait, I'm going to spend time doing this, and da, da, da. It's like I became so incredibly efficient.
Yeah.
The creativity, the problem solving, because I always really believe that it's like, if I'm calm, I can solve about anything. If I am not, if I'm like all fired up, me and everybody around me is screwed.
It's really harder to drop in when you don't have time, And so when you drop in, you think you're dropping in, but you're not going deep enough. You're just kind of annoying your energy level. You're like, can't get there. But that
because I think people get, it is, but I think people get caught up in, like you said, like light a candle, which I love to light a candle, by the way. but it would like go to the same spot, dark room, and people feel so many restrictions on it.
Well, or should. See, this is meditation. This is what it looks like. Tell me, some of the most powerful meditations I've had is when I'm doing something else. I'm like, oh, there, you're right. You're totally right. Like I'll stop what I'm doing and go take notes. I'm like, oh, that was so brilliant. Or like, where's my phone? I gotta make a note of this.
I right? started keeping a notebook. Yeah.
And it's really like when I'm doing something mundane, whether it's the dishes or laundry or like it's the mundane things where you don't really have to think about it. And driving sometimes where you're like, boom, these connections drop in because I have a practice. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, and I know I've said this, I'll be very quick with this, but the first time I really understood this. And I love to tell stories because I think sometimes people connect and they're like, oh my God, me too. but the first time I ever experienced something happen from the other side, and I know I called you about it, it was Mona. Yeah. I was driving, and I felt her next, like this ball of energy that was right there, and then went like literally inside my body. Yeah. And I was crying so hard I had to pull over.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like hard cry, ugly cry, snot, the whole work, like tick every box of how ugly a cry could be. That's what it was. And it was her. And then you told me, you're like, well, that's when your brain is not so active. Like they have to come in when they have a chance.
When you don't meditate.
When you don't meditate. Exactly. Yeah. Right. When you're not doing it, they got to find their times when that. Yeah. And so the car was that place. Obviously a place with a lot of other things too, but
that's so great. That's so great. All right. Well, we're going to be right back with our final tip on how to get started in just a minute.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back. Welcome back. You're not playing the game with me, Brent. It's like when I try to lead you to water, you refuse.
Only when I can surprise you.
I know. Oh my God. Thank you everybody for letting us have this show so we can entertain each other.
All right. So one of the other questions that came up in this string of how to get started meditation practice was to find space. Like physical space, but also space in your life to practice. And so we talked a little bit about that, you know, the space can be literally like sometimes walking around the block and saying a prayer.
Or your car, or your wherever you may be.
Yeah, like it's just if, whether you're at work or at home, like just, you know, and like there's a saying that says, if you can't meditate walking in the streets of New York or on a New York City bus or something, if you can't meditate there, you're not meditating. Like you're not. Okay. Like if you can't find that sacred expansive place where your energy is so lit up and aligned to the divine and it's like three times as wide as your house, you know, whatever house that is, then like that's the state, you know, when you're meditating. It's just like,
I love that though. I love the whole, the bus, the train, all of that, because
it doesn't matter.
It's funny because I actually prefer to stay away from all the energy that's around me. Like I prefer to go inward, you know? So it's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you are dialed in to the, your personal connection to the divine, it doesn't matter what's around you because your frequency is so high. You're not, there's no interference. You're
nobody messes with you.
You're a completely different field. So if you think about the rainbow, like the violet doesn't worry about the red interfering with it. It's a different frequency.
Oh my God, that's a t-shirt. Oh my God, that's so good.
Because right? You're just a different
frequency.
The purple
frequency. Doesn't worry about the red interfering. Oh my God, I love it. Well, one of the things that I have found to be very helpful, and especially if you're doing, any level of meditation. I mean, if you're doing a long meditation, grounding to me is crucial. But I even think for the short ones.
Mm-hmm.
So do you mind if I share a couple ways that I've, because I have a number of different ways. I know that you also teach multiple ways for people to ground. But the first way that I was taught was I would have, it was actually the back of my first chakra, which is right above your hiney on your back. I say it way cruder than that to other people, but so you know where your ass crack is? Right above there. And I would drop a cord from the back of my first chakra down through all the layers, all the crust of the earth, and go to the center of the earth and anchor it into the center of the earth. And that, like, once that grounding, like, that is when I first go,
yeah.
Like I don't feel heavy. I don't feel like something's dragging me down. I feel the opposite. I feel light. I feel calm because I'm connected.
Yeah. It's really solid practice. It's a really solid practice. And really, like I tend to do that practice in the shower in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a foundational practice for me because it's, yeah. It's just,
you can do it from your feet, the bottom of your feet. You can have like, you know, like roots. You know, come from the bottom of your feet and do the same thing going through the different layers of the earth and then connecting to the center has been really helpful. And then there's more advanced things you can do, but that's not important right now. Yeah. You can clear your energy, bring new energy in by grounding. So anyway, I just wanted to add the grounding part because that might help people actually feel it immediately if they actually ground first.
And some people will find doing the breathing practice first and then doing the grounding.
Oh, interesting.
Because the breathing
floats
practice,
your boat.
Yeah, and some people will do it the other way, right? The grounding first and then the breathing practice. Like, but play with it, make it your own. As long as you are fully engaged, right? That all of you, just bring all of you to focus on. And I will say this, when you have a thought, like, oh, I need to send that person an email or I need to get to this or that, just put a bubble around that thought. And put it to the side, like, I'm going to remember that and I'll pick it up when I'm done meditating. Okay. So don't judge yourself if you have a thought, like an earth school thought when you're meditating. It is not a problem. Just put it aside. You'll pick it up when you're done meditating.
That's great advice.
Yeah. But having this concept that says, okay, so my process is going to be breathing somehow 6 to 7 breaths, like 7 to 10, whatever you can get. I like 10, but
it's a good round number.
Yeah. It's just a nice practice. And then from there, grounding is for me the next step. And then I like to just call in a guide or an angel. And you don't even have to know their name. You could just say, I call in all my guides and all my angels. Like, that's fine too.
You may be busy. You may be flying off the cliffs and doing the stuff that Brenda did, but
don't lay down. Don't do this all standing or sitting. Do not lay down, people.
That's literally what you first told me.
Yeah.
When I'm like, because I listen to, I still love your olden days, it was a meditation CD.
Yeah.
It's online. Yeah. Because I just love your voice. And I love it. And And it was so like, for those, because we're all different, right? Like, we all have different birthday suits. We all like respond to things different. We can be triggered by things. People are just naturally calm. People are naturally high strung. And for those that are always busy, like that, and I don't mean like physically busy all the time, but maybe even head busy, either one, that calm feeling, like you'd pay for it, but you can have it for free. It's like, for real though.
Yeah.
That calmness shifts everything.
Yeah. It's well, and your nervous system responds, right? That's what we're looking for. Because the nervous system knows it's okay. You're good.
There's like a blissfulness to it.
Yeah. It's just like, oh God, I'm good.
Yeah. It's like, oh God, I don't even know why I'm even out of a meditation. Because it's so amazing. Like, I understand why you do your long term ones. It's like, there's no better feeling, you know, but you still have to be human.
Yeah. That's why you set the timer for the meditations.
Sometimes it sucks, but sometimes you gotta be human.
And so again, you know, finding space in your life to practice as opposed to just physical space is, remember, give yourself permission to know that you are worth that 3-minute investment every day. Just make it accessible. Three minutes is great. 5 minutes is great. But you don't have to do more than that. You really don't. If you do that every day, right? That's amazing. Think of how much care you've given your field, you've given your brain. You are a better version of you when you do that. So it's super exciting.
So just to those who are parents, I will just say that, you know, I had actually talked to Patricia about this, about meditation and timing, because, you know, she has 3 kids. And when she was younger, with the kids were still in the house, she waited for everybody to go to bed. And that's when she would do her meditation. She's like, that is my time. I made sure everybody was in bed on time.
Yeah.
And that's when she would do her work, because everything was quiet. And she's also a bit of a night person. So that worked for her. And that's the other thing, to understand yourself, to find that, to make that room, is like, what are you? Me, I'm so slow getting out of bed in the morning. It's like a fire drill for me to get ready to be on time for anything. So morning was never an option for me. It's not my thing.
Yeah, and that's fine. No judgment.
Exactly right. Yeah. It's like, this is what and who I am. But I love the night. And the night was that time that was like amazing for me, when incredible things would show up.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Whatever you are, I think is where you start. It's like, my morning's crazy. Can I fit it in there? Do I have to be up at 5? It's like, maybe the answer is no. Maybe,
and it's so much pressure if you're not a morning person, right? It's way too much heat. It's way too much heat. And so like, just find where the opening is. Yeah. And be gentle and gracious with yourself, because again, you go into these sacred spaces, you're just doing it on command, which you don't normally do. So remember that. And just keep practicing until it becomes your own practice.
And I have one last thing.
Yeah.
And my last thing is, that I encourage people to do, is to remember, like, when you're in that moment, how you feel, remember that, because you're going to want it again.
Yeah.
Like, remember that feeling.
And remember, it's yours.
It's yours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Super important.
Yep.
So beautiful. So thanks for these questions. We love hearing from you, and we hope it helps. Let us know how your breathing, grounding, calling in your guides and angels and spaciousness goes. Okay?
Tell us everything.
We want
not everything. Close to everything.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, our school is hard.
Without the other side and meditation and grounding.
Nice.
And guides.
And guides.
And our witchy poo.
And elves, our magical elves. Bye, everybody.
We've got a long list. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.